introduction on the violence literature, what I saw is that much of the violence literature has focused on outcomes such as arrests or convictions among adolescents. Excuse me. Yet current evidence suggests that persistent physical aggression leading to adolescent and adult violence develops prior to a child entering school. High levels of physical aggression in early childhood is an important predictor of both adolescent and adult offending, including violent offending. Although many risk factors have been identified in the literature and there's general agreement about the costs of violence to society, there's less agreement about how individuals develop into violent adults and when intervention and prevention should take place. Deciding when to implement interventions so they are successful is a challenging task, but crucial if we are to prevent individuals from developing the life course persistent offenders. Advances in our understanding of violence will emerge from examining the development of the behavior, focusing both on when the behavior begins to develop and the mechanisms that lead to the desistance or persistence of that behavior. Physical aggression begins to emerge during infancy, between 1 to 2 years of age, with most children engaging in some type of aggressive behavior by 17 months of age. Rates are highest and fluctuate between 2 to 4 years of age and then generally decline, with most children learning to control their physically aggressive behavior by school age. Mapping developmental trajectories of physical aggression show that not all children follow the same trajectory and that children differ in their rates of physical aggression. Among those who are initially highly aggressive, some children desist while others persist. Consistency is found with a small percentage of children who continue to engage in high rates of physical aggression during early childhood. Children who continue to show these high levels of physical aggression in early childhood are those most at risk for violent offending during adolescence. Language begins to develop around the same time that children are learning to control their aggressive behavior, and children shift from predominantly physical aggression to predominantly verbal aggression. Many researchers have shown a link between aggression and language at various ages in development. Low language skills was found to be a predictor, and during preschool years was found to be a significant predictor of adult criminal behavior. Richard Tremblay, who is a researcher in Montreal in Canada, has suggested that learning to use language to convince others to satisfy our needs may be one of the most protective factors against chronic levels of physical aggression. Much of the literature focuses on how children learn to be aggressive, and the learning to control theory suggests that children do not learn to become physically aggressive during adolescence. Rather, they learn how not to be aggressive, and this regulation begins very early in life. Limited information exists on gender differences in the literature with physical aggression during infancy. Among the few studies that did examine it, there were no gender differences during infancy. During the preschool years, some report gender differences while others do not, so there's not a consensus on whether there are gender differences fairly early in the preschool years. By school age, it shows that males are much higher rates than females, and that there's also been gender differences found in the language-physical aggression relationship, with a strong relationship found for males, but not for females. The specific aims of this were to investigate the development of physical aggression between 2 and 6, to examine the relationship with language, and to explore gender differences in the rates of physical aggression and the language-aggression relationship. The specific hypotheses were that physical aggression would decline for most of the sample, there would be an inverse relationship between language and physical aggression, and that children who were high on physical aggression at both ages would have the lowest language scores, while those high on aggression at age 2, but by age 6 they had low levels, would demonstrate an increase in language over the 4-year period. This was a secondary data analysis from the Memphis New Mothers Study, which is a longitudinal randomized controlled trial examining the effectiveness of a nurse home visitation program. Women were recruited from Memphis, Tennessee in 1990 and 1991, and in order to be in the study, the woman had to be less than 29 weeks pregnant, no live births, no chronic illnesses, and to have at least one of the following, which is no high school diploma, unmarried, and currently unemployed. Data from this analysis used ages 2 and 6 waves of assessment, and in each assessment, the mother and their children came into our study office. The mean age of the mothers was 18, although the range was all the way from age 12 to 33. And this was a very low-income sample, with 2% being married and 92% being African-American. The measures for this study, language was assessed using the Mental Development Index, and we use that as a proxy for language because we had no direct assessment of language at age 2. And physical aggression was used from 3 items from the CBCL aggression subscale that related to physical aggression, which was physically attacks others, fights, and hits others. At age 6, we used the PPVT to assess language and 3 items from the CBC aggression subscale. This version is different from age 2 and uses cruelty, bullying, and meanness to others rather than hits others for age 6. Mothers reported on how often their children engaged in each of the behaviors over the past 6 months, and they were scored as never, sometimes, or often. And the scores were summed to create the total physical aggression scale, which would range from 0 to 6. Based on previous research, a cutoff score of 4 and above was used to identify a highly aggressive group at age 2. Now, in order to obtain a score of 4 or higher, a child had to be engaging in at least one behavior often and 2 behaviors sometimes. By age 6, developmentally, we would expect the children to have lower rates of aggression, and so a score of 2 or above was used to identify the highly aggressive group. Again, to get at a score of 2, you had to be engaging in at least one behavior often or 2 behaviors sometimes. The results. This slide shows physical aggression at age 2, each of the items, and hitting others was the most frequently reported behavior at age 2. 82% of the entire sample was engaging in some type of physical aggression, meaning their sum was at least 1 or higher, and 19% were classified as highly aggressive at age 2. By age 6, the rates are lower, and this shows the proportion of individuals engaging in each of the items, and cruelty, bullying, or meanness to others was the most frequently reported behavior. 27% of the sample were engaging in some type of aggressive behavior at age 6, with 13 classified as highly aggressive by age 6. The rates of physical aggression declined dramatically between ages 2 and 6, and there was a statistically significant reduction in physical aggression between these two ages. This slide shows a 2x2 classification table of those in the highly aggressive group at age 2 and at age 6, and what we see is that the majority of the sample, was actually 73%, were engaging in very low rates of physical aggression. There was 315, which was 73% of the sample. Among those who were high on physical aggression at age 2, what we see is that 59 of them were no longer high on physical aggression by age 6, so that is the declining physical aggression group. We see that 22 of them remained high on physical aggression, which was 5% of the sample. I wasn't expecting to find this, but there was a group of children who were not high on aggression at age 2, but they were high on aggression at age 6, and we will call them the rising physical aggression group. Those high on aggression at age 2, though, were 3 times more likely to continue to be high on physical aggression at age 6. There were no gender differences in mean rates of physical aggression, percent engaging in any physical aggression, or the highly aggressive group at ages 2 or 6. There was a significant relationship between physical aggression and language at both ages 2 and 6, and the highly aggressive group had statistically significant lower language scores than the non-highly aggressive group at both ages 2 and 6. Girls had a higher language score than boys at age 2, although by age 6 they were equal. And what we see at age 2, that there was a similar relationship for males and females with language and physical aggression, but by age 6, the relationship was only significant for males. I'm going to go back to our 2x2 classification table here. And a repeated measures analysis was conducted to examine the language scores of these individuals from age 2 and age 6 based on these 4 physical aggression groups. And what we see here is this first group are those that remain low on physical aggression between 2 and 6, and they had the highest language scores at both ages. If we look at the sample who was high on physical aggression at age 2 and high at age 6, we see that they had the lowest language scores across time. The group of children who were high on physical aggression at age 2, but not at age 6, had an increase in language scores. This is language over here. So their language scores increased by age 6. And then the other group, who were not high on physical aggression at age 2, but was by age 6, actually had a decrease in language scores similar to those that were high at both ages. So our conclusions are that not all children engage in similar rates of aggressive behavior, and that most children learn to control their physical aggression during childhood. Children who were high on physical aggression had the lowest language, while those who were not high by age 6 showed an increase in language. The conclusions are that children that change in rates of physical aggression are also those that have changes in language, and that language skills may be one mechanism that helps facilitate the reduction of physically aggressive behavior. I just want to mention our limitations, which is that we didn't have an actual measure of language at age 2, so we used a proxy. This was all mothers' reports of aggression, and that direction of effects were not addressed. So it could be that language leads to aggression, or it could be that aggression leads to low language, or some third variable could account for both the changes in language and physical aggression. The implications are that males and females may have different mechanisms operating in reducing their physical aggression, their physically aggressive behavior. These findings may assist in identifying those who are most likely to continue to engage in high rates of aggressive behavior in adolescence, and that interventions in early childhood that focus to increase language ability may help reduce the number of violent adolescents and adults. That's it.